This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I think the American import that the Brits hate the most now, besides for Meghan Markle, has to be Mike LaFleur. Britain's like, send them back. We'd rather have Ted Lasso here.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Games between very evenly matched teams where there is not a quarterback injury. I think if you see three, especially with a road team, obviously push back against the assumption that home field is worth that much, that key number, and take the three in that spot.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ah, you're damn right it is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and we are here with you on BetQL, where every game is Game 7, and the only BS you're going to get here, bets and sports. Streaming live on Odyssey.com, live on the Odyssey app, live on Odyssey stations nationwide, as part of BetQL. And the You Better is congregating in two places to watch the show, and we appreciate each and every one of them. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, as my guy Ken Barkley and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. And the real ones know that Bet River's there. Hometown Sportsbook. The real ones, of course, also know about BetQL. The BetQL has all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, the algorithms, the experts, and the five-star plays. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this magnificent football Monday, October 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021, the show's on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. The show's on Instagram, at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram, at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Don't believe me? Just wait until all the content you're going to see tonight and tomorrow after our pen, pencil, or blood segment talking NFL.
A lot of people had the Patriots. A lot of people had a tough Sunday for that reason. That's what.
Just keep your eyes peeled for a lot of the stuff that goes on in the content space from Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter, at Locky Lockerson. Two terrific guests coming your way today on this magnificent football Monday. Our pal Drew Densick, the Whale Capper, is going to stop by. Deep Dive Podcast, NBC Sports Edge, giving us his early takes on NFL Week number 7. Ross Tucker's going to join the show, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, detailing everything he saw in Week 6 and looking ahead to tonight, Monday Night Football with the Bills and the Tennessee Titans. Plus, the aforementioned pen, pencil, or blood. Talked with Ken before the show. Feel like it's going to be a bloody Monday here. You better, you bet. We like some games coming up for Week number 7 in the National Football League, so we're going to hit on every game coming up this weekend, and we will assign pen, pencil, or blood for every single game on the board. And, you know, the games aren't really that great, so I guess Cincy Baltimore would be the best one that I can promote here coming up for Week 7 in the National Football League. I mean, it is,
Cincy,
right?
Baltimore.
That's the best game this week. I guess like Kansas City, Tennessee, but we can't even talk about that until we get through Monday Night Football tonight. It's Monday, so put your little hand in mine. Day one of Lockmas. Yeah, it's back. Day one of Lockmas, Ken's takes on the Heisman Trophy after what we saw in college football this weekend. And maybe, maybe a candidate emerging from Norman, or maybe not. Santa Lockie's going to tell us about that in hour number 3 of the show. Power Hour, of course, final hour. All our bets, not only for the Bills and the Titans, side total props, Monday Night Football wrapping up Week number 6, but Game 3 of the ALCS with the Red Sox and the Astros from Beantown. So much to do, locked and loaded, magnificent football Monday. Ken Barkley, how we doing?
Doing great, honestly, which maybe people wouldn't expect me to say that because of the weekend that we had. We can go through a lot of the weekend results and everything momentarily, but you mentioned all the stuff going on. I mean, we're really entering like absolutely the busiest part of the sports calendar of the entire year, basically. And I know that because just this morning I was like building out hockey stuff that we'll have, hopefully have a couple bets on the show tonight. We'll see what the markets are.
That is so great, by the way.
Right. Hockey totals, which I think we literally did for like 2 days last week. I think I gave out two bets. They both lost and then NBA started. I think it's basically like about what happened. But we'll try to keep it going. It's the same methodology I've used the last couple of years. It's usually like does pretty well. It gets closing line value. We'll see. And then built out NBA for tomorrow. Like the NBA season starts tomorrow. Like it's just completely ridiculous. Doubleheader, obviously, with and like Nets at Milwaukee, Warriors at Lakers, which is like actually like a really phenomenal doubleheader, and made my numbers for those games, sides and totals and everything. So we'll have some thoughts on those as well. Oh, yeah, by the way, had to do full set of projections for college football coming up this week, a lot of games Thursday, Friday, and then the NFL, which we'll spend a lot of time talking about in this show. So wasn't the best weekend in a lot of ways, mostly from like a luck standpoint, to be perfectly honest. But in terms of just amount of and like the work is what. Like, I actually like doing the work. I like doing all these things, the projections and going through all these sports. So this is a really fun time of year for me, even if the results maybe have not necessarily followed suit.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm ready for basketball season. We won't spend a lot of time talking about this here because I know we have a big football weekend to recap, but I had my big fantasy basketball draft last night, like in the weeds on a lot of
this
stuff.
Yeah, you sent your team to Rick. You're all in here. You got full roster. How many?
My team's sick.
Okay. So we're only one league though, right? Only one fantasy basketball
league? I only do one league, okay. And it's like, it's a bunch of my friends do it, but all my friends are like really good at fantasy and like the leagues are super competitive. They read a lot. Like, I can't like get one over on like this group of friends that that I do fantasy leagues right. with. So like highly competitive. I lost last year in the playoffs in this league. The week that Steph Curry hit like a million 3-pointers,
oh, yes.
We had that nuclear
Remember
week.
Very well,
that man. Was a playoff week, and he knocked me out of the playoffs. But I'm raring to go for NBA season. Like pumped for player props. Pumped like to bore over the box scores every single night. I think that's kind of like a low key, really fun thing about the NBA season, right? Not just kind of betting sides and totals, which is great, but I love the fantasy aspect of it. Like the player aspect of it. Like which team's going to perform well, which players are going to perform well against which defenses. So I think that's great. And we had a great NBA season last year. So Ken, looking really much forward to tomorrow, getting started on the NBA season and integrating that into a regular part of You Better You Bet now during the week. It's going to be huge for us.
Yeah, I totally agree. You mentioned going over the box scores. NBA is, it's the most fun thing because I feel like at a very random interval, a team can decide to be something completely different than what they've been over the course of the season up to that point. And it's like it's incumbent on you to figure out when that has happened, what team is involved, and what we do about it. In the NFL, I think it's like, people thought it was crazy, you know, like Matt Rhule today for the Panthers was like, we're going to go back and we're going to start running the ball way more, like at this direct quote. And it's like, I feel like in the NFL, teams don't just like change what they are. Like they're not, everybody's not the Patriots. Like teams kind of do what they do. They play a certain way against certain teams and that's how the season goes. And then the next year, it's something completely different. College teams are awesome. Teams are terrible. And that's just kind of like, that's what you are for the rest of the year. These longer seasons. And, you know, like I don't bet a lot of baseball, regular season, NBA is like my thing. And it's just so funny to see these teams like on a dime, just be like, all right, we're going to just like push the pace every single game now for 2 weeks. And you have to just figure out when that's coming. So excited to kind of do that as really, we really start ticking off days here starting tomorrow.
Well, I would say maybe Matt Rhule kind of said that because, you know, they're playing the Giants and the Giants can't stop the run coming right up this week. And also because his quarterback's really bad. So maybe right, we should just stop throwing the ball.
Also because Sam Darnold's,
terrible. Right. Because Sam Darnold's terrible. That game, we'll talk about it. That game should never have gone to overtime yesterday. Like, thank God we won it, or else like we may have had to start the show with he's a slap today for
yeah.
Mike Zimmer.
Imagine if I he lost was... that. I had Tampa and New England and the Gulf this weekend. And if I had had Minnesota on top of that, imagine like bet them plus one, closes -2.5, 99% win probability with 9 minutes left, need overtime and like some like a lot of fortunate situations kind of just like along the way to get the win, like could have actually gone worse. And then meanwhile, like here's the really stupid part about betting, right? So that everything I just described win, but like could have been an agonizing loss. I bet the Cardinals on Monday +3, thought it was great. Everything on earth conspired to make that a terrible bet in terms of closing line value, injury news, Cliff Kingsbury gets COVID. There's supposed to be a ton of wind in the game, or the Cardinals just win by like 3 touchdowns. And I just win the bet. He's like, here's like how it's kind of like supposed to go. And you almost lose in probably what would have been the beat of the season. And then here's how you're supposed to lose. Here's how it's not supposed to go. And you actually win so easily. Welcome to the world of betting.
I actually had like an awesome NFL Sunday yesterday.
I know,
didn't win, right?
I saw you tweeting about it.
Props were outstanding yesterday. Like my best prop Sunday of the year. The thing that's been good with the props is hitting like a good amount of these anytime touchdown bets at like at longer odds, which has been great. But yesterday was the best prop day of the year. It was really great. Sides and totals were pretty good yesterday. Chiefs barely getting over the team total over, which never should have even been close. Sure. It was on the Vikings
should've
with you.
50, probably. The Raiders.
Raiders was great. And that like great. Knew immediately when Ruggs scored and like went over his prop on the first possession of the game. I was like, I think we got this one.
Sure.
That was great. You know, the Patriots was a pretty annoying one. Like yeah, that one.
That
like,
determined
win loss
for the day for me. That literally, that game, that was one of my largest bets. If that goes the other way, then I have a winning Sunday. And instead I had a small losing Sunday as a result of that. That was tough. That was a tough one. And I'm Mr. String of Bets. Like don't get locked in any one result. That was a pretty narrow mark. That was a needle that had to be threaded in terms of that game landing 35-29 for the Cowboys was pretty unlikely that would happen.
Do you feel like at some point, like the worm is going to turn for like the show for you, as far as it concerns, like being on like the right side of some lucky decisions here? Cause I really do feel like last year, I feel like generally as a show, we were pretty lucky. And maybe this is what it comes down to when you bet as much as we do, like you need some luck on right. your side. I feel like we have been collectively on the wrong side of some of these games this year, like much more often than we've been on the right side of some of these lucky, like coin flip results.
Well, you know, I always say it's just like life, one long string of bets. Maybe that's a depressing thought. Maybe it's optimistic. I don't really know. But my response is like, maybe it's already been happening, right? Like NFL, I don't think there's any question. I haven't bet as much NFL as I have college or golf or whatever the last like 6 months. So, okay. Like NFL has had some pretty unfortunate. I mean, the idea that Tampa, New England and the Giants total could occur in the same weekend to me specifically, and almost Minnesota is like pretty wild. Just like
Joe Judge, man.
Even
that's
if you bet
guy.
None of them,
you love
even
Joe
if you,
Judge.
Right. Even if you, the person listening, bet none of those, that's pretty wild that would happen to the same person in the same weekend. And then, but I would look at it and be like, all right, well, let me think back over my summer. I had like 6 golf outrights in 11 weeks. Like it's just like 3 of them in playoffs. Like playoffs. I mean, it was, I mean, maybe that again, you have to always look back at like, where did I maybe catch a break? Where did maybe things kind of like go well?
Yeah. I just care the most about the NFL. So
I know
all
do.
My
See, and it,
it's, to
I totally understand. I know more than anything, like you love the NFL, but more than anything, like you want to do well betting the NFL. It's your favorite thing. You watch every single second of it. Like if you're winning at golf, but losing your shirt at the NFL, you're still going to be probably pretty unhappy because this is like your life in a good way. It's your livelihood. And for me, it's more just like, it's this and college and we're going to start doing NBA and we have golf every week and we have other stuff and we have futures and win total. And it's just like, it's all just one big stew, basically. So the NFL has been not the best ingredients so far, but overall, you kind of have to look back and be like, where did I catch a break? Maybe where did I kind of get lucky? And it's easy to look at some of the stuff recently that's not NFL and feel that that happened.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Zen just Ken, like, man. You know, Zen Ken's here to stay.
Listen,
sorry,
I completely understand. But it's like, you know, I think at some point, you know, some of these coin flips more often than not should go our way. I think, and maybe I got a little lucky with the Chiefs scoring a touchdown on like basically like the final play that
God,
they could have
like,
potentially
did you, though?
Done it in the game yesterday.
I mean, God, like,
I mean, they should have scored 50 points in the game.
How did they not
I mean, I know
70 points in the game.
It's just it's like some of these. This is what I'm talking about, man. It's like, can I just get like can I get an easy winner, please? Like even the Vikings. Like why couldn't the Vikings be easy? I guess the Raiders is pretty.
I mean,
easy.
The Vikings,
some of the other ones,
the Vikings were. I mean, just when Darnold completed, it was it 4th and 15, the 50-yard pass
from like
over
his
the
own
middle
six
to the tight end.
It's yeah. I mean,
and when that play happens, I just go, oh no! I actually thought I was going to lose at that exact moment. Only at that moment did I really like. Was I positive I was going to lose? Vikings missed field goal would probably be the second time where I felt like I was going to lose. It was just the swings in the Patriots game too. I mean, just. Imagine McCarthy doing that and then getting bailed out by so many different things that happened. Like if I just, yesterday for having like not really almost any dramatic results, especially in the 1 p.m. window, there's still a lot of betting stuff to talk about. And we haven't even done, we only have a couple minutes left. I'm sure you have a couple other things from your weekend too, but just the idea of like books, people who take bets on games in general getting absolutely massacred on Sunday. I was texting with a couple people who may do collections.
It creates like the dumbest conversation.
It does.
The dumbest discourse possible.
It does. It creates
happens.
That. Maybe we need to do this.
Like the books dominated today, so now I'm going to bet Seattle and they're a lock to win because the books can't. It's like, or it's like, shut up and never speak again.
Here's a narrative that you're going to hear a lot this week. All of the public favorites won on Sunday, which would be probably encapsulated as Chiefs, Cowboys, Packers. I'm forgetting one. Doesn't matter. But like everything that was like a heavily bet public side, Chiefs and Packers, like by a factor of a billion, and Dallas, all of them covered. And like I was talking to people, they were like, yeah, we got complete, like we have to send out so many payments today. We got completely crushed. Everybody had all these money lines and parlays and stuff. You're going to hear a narrative that, oh, well, like now the lines are all inflated this week on those teams. Because you look at like the way the matchups broke and it's a lot of teams that got crushed last week against a lot of really good teams. Or these numbers are actually like exactly what, like I make numbers. These are exactly what they would have been if those results basically had to happen.
Or feed the public, right? That's going to be the big thing this week. Also, the public won this week, so now they can't win this week. Let's feed the public. Let's back the sports book.
Or hear me out. It's all completely random in terms of how the results break. And so trying to predict week to week, like it's a public week, it's a dog week, it's a sharp week. Like imagine trying to do that.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know. I was trying to imitate an unknown, like somebody I don't even know.
It's a public week. No, now it's a dog week.
I know. Some like Southern tout that does content. I don't know.
It was
like,
weird.
So yeah, it's just, it's completely red, like you're at a...
You sounded like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. Like, that was strange.
I'm trying to reprise my role. Southern town.
That's weird. Ken Barkley, comma, Southern town. Come here, boy, and get this come get this five-star play.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, listen, if you're out there and you bet all the public sides and you won, God bless. I hope it continues to happen. I'd like to win, too. On the other side, we will begin. Pen, pencil, or blood as we look ahead to week number 7 in the National Football League on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.